Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Pinterest, the visual discovery engine that so many of us know and love. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you've probably already got Pinterest, ticker PINS, on your radar. So let's dive straight into what's been happening with this company lately and break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'm excited to unpack this for you. So grab a coffee, and let's get into it with a focus on what could shape Pinterest's future for investors like us. First off, a quick snapshot of where Pinterest stands. Operating in the tech and social media space, Pinterest is a platform that thrives on creativity and inspiration, connecting users through ideas for everything from home decor to recipes. It's part of the broader internet content and information industry within the communication services sector. And it's carved out a unique niche compared to other social giants. With a solid market cap and a global user base, Pinterest isn't a small player, but it's also not immune to the fierce competition in this space. Let's talk about some recent developments and performance trends to set the stage. Looking at the latest news and updates, Pinterest has been making headlines with its focus on innovation, particularly in leveraging AI to enhance user experience. There's also buzz around their push to expand monetization efforts, both in the US and internationally, which could be a game changer if executed well. On the performance front, the stock has shown some interesting moves. Over the past year, Pinterest has had a decent run compared to shorter timeframes, though it's lagged a bit behind the broader industry's explosive growth in certain periods like the last 6 months. Still, there's a lot to unpack here, especially when we look at their financials and strategic moves from the latest earnings call. So, let's roll up our sleeves and dive into the SWOT analysis to see what's really driving Pinterest and what could impact your long-term investment strategy. Strengths: robust revenue growth. Pinterest reported a stellar 17% year-over-year revenue increase in their Q3 2025 earnings call. That's a strong signal of their ability to scale, especially when you consider how they're tapping into advertising and monetization strategies. For long-term investors, consistent top-line growth like this is a green flag. Innovative edge with AI. The company is heavily investing in AI to personalize user experiences and boost engagement. This isn't just a buzzword. AI-driven recommendations could keep users on the platform longer, which translates to more ad dollars. That's a competitive moat in a crowded social media space. Healthy financial position. Looking at their balance sheet, Pinterest has a solid cash reserve with significant cash and equivalents, paired with a manageable debt-to-equity ratio. This gives them flexibility to invest in growth without the burden of heavy liabilities, a key factor for us long-term folks who hate surprises. Strong margins. Their gross profit margin is impressive, and while net profit margins have room to grow, the trajectory shows operational efficiency. This means they're not just growing revenue, but are mindful of profitability, which is music to an investor's ears. Weaknesses: profitability gaps. Despite strong revenue, net income and EPS figures from recent income statements show Pinterest isn't as consistent in turning that growth into bottom-line profits. For a company in a competitive sector, this could raise eyebrows if they don't tighten up their cost structure. Dependence on ad revenue. Like many platforms, Pinterest leans heavily on advertising. While they're diversifying monetization, any slowdown in ad spend, say, during an economic downturn, could hit them hard. It's something to watch, especially for medium-term volatility. User growth challenges. While not explicitly stated in the data, the earnings call hinted at needing to deepen engagement. That could imply user growth isn't as explosive as competitors. If they can't keep expanding their audience, long-term growth might stall. Opportunities. International expansion. Pinterest is strategically focusing on global markets for both user acquisition and monetization, as highlighted in their Q3 2025 earnings summary. With a significant portion of revenue still tied to the US, cracking international markets could be a massive growth driver. Imagine the potential if they replicate domestic success abroad. Monetization innovation. Beyond traditional ads, Pinterest is exploring new ways to generate revenue. Think shoppable pins and partnerships. If they nail this, it could diversify income streams and reduce reliance on cyclical ad budgets, which is huge for long-term stability. AI-driven engagement. Their bet on AI isn't just a strength, it's an opportunity. If Pinterest can use tech to boost user retention and ad performance, they could outpace competitors. This is the kind of forward-thinking move that gets me excited as an investor. Favorable valuation metrics. Checking the forward PE ratios, Pinterest isn't trading at the nosebleed levels of some tech peers. The average forward PE suggests there's room for upside if they execute on growth plans, making it potentially attractive for value-focused investors among us. Threats, intense competition. The social media and content space is a battlefield. Giants with deeper pockets can outspend Pinterest on innovation or user acquisition. If they lose ground on engagement or ad effectiveness, it could dent their market share, something to monitor closely. Economic sensitivity. With a business model tied to advertising, any macroeconomic headwinds could squeeze ad budgets. We've seen this play out in other sectors, and Pinterest isn't immune. Long-term investors need to factor in potential cyclical downturns. Regulatory risks. While not directly mentioned in the data, the broader tech sector faces increasing scrutiny over data privacy and content moderation. Any new regulations could force Pinterest to spend more on compliance or limit how they monetize user data, a lurking threat. Industry performance lag. Compared to the broader industry, Pinterest's stock performance over certain periods, like the last 6 months, hasn't kept pace. If this trend continues, it might signal underlying issues or investor skepticism about their growth story. Now, let's tie this all together with some insights. Pinterest is at an intriguing crossroads. On one hand, their revenue growth and AI investments paint a picture of a company with serious potential, especially if they crack international markets. On the other hand, profitability hiccups and fierce competition remind us this isn't a risk-free bet. For long-term investors, the key is watching how they balance innovation with cost control. Short-term, keep an eye on their next earnings for signs of user growth and international traction. Those could be catalysts. Medium-term, any news on new monetization features could move the needle. But always zoom out to that long-term horizon. Is Pinterest building a sustainable moat in a cutthroat industry? In conclusion, Pinterest offers a compelling mix of growth and risk for long-term investors. The strengths and opportunities, think revenue momentum and global expansion, suggest there's upside if they play their cards right. But weaknesses like profitability gaps and threats from competition mean it's not a slam dunk. My take? Pinterest is worth keeping on your watch list, especially if you believe in their vision to redefine visual discovery and monetization. Do your own deep dive into their upcoming reports, and let's see how this story unfolds. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. Stay engaged with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, along with detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Pinterest in the comments. I'd love to hear your take. Until next time, keep building that wealth.